A moment in history can be frozen in a photograph, a building, or a compact disc. We have several stories coming up that look at our preserved past, but we begin with a letter we received last week about historical sleuthing. Jackson Brader of Boston is a folklorist who wrote after hearing our interview on the history of the rhyme Rub-a-dub-dub, Three Men in a Tub. He writes, "The similarity your guest noted between the American variant of Rub-a-dub-dub and what he considered to be the oldest version of the rhyme is something we folklorists call the paradox of the periphery. Like ripples on a lake, the disseminated piece of folklore at the edge is the truest reproduction of what was originally uttered at the center, the point of origin." Now, we weren't exactly sure what Mr. Brader meant, but we thought the paradox of the periphery sounded intriguing, so we called him. Hello, Mr. Brader.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. So it has a nice ring to it, but exactly what is it?
One of the wonderful things about the Rub-a-Dub story is it emerges first as this rhyme in England and has a particular meaning. And then as people left England, they remembered that meaning as they told it among themselves in other places like the United States. And so as it goes further and further out from the place where it originated, the original is the one that's traveling away, whereas back in England, the original meaning had changed. It had taken on, if you will, a different kind of cultural purpose. They're telling another joke, or they're telling another nursery rhyme.
Can you give us another example?
Oh, yeah. There's a wonderful example, which is kind of like the second type of paradox of the periphery, which is when a whole bunch of people move from one place to another, say, again, from England, and put themselves in a kind of the isolated valleys of the Appalachians, as they did in the 17th and early 18th centuries, they ended up sticking among themselves and retaining the language of Shakespeare's England into well into the 20th century.
Folklorist and listener Jackson Brader, thank you.
Thank you.
You can enlighten us anytime. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us.